There for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Welcome. It's 8:36. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, and thanks to Radiant Credit Union and severe weather updates. We have your top story. It is Milton. Cat 4, 145-mile-an-hour sustained winds. That's down from the previous report of 155, down from the previous report. It got as high as 180 miles an hour sustained winds. That is that's tornado strength. Let's say EF3. That's that is crazy. So the storm is weakening a little bit, but as others have said, that also causes it generally to broaden out, stretching some of those high winds to areas that otherwise, maybe wouldn't have to succumb to those. So just be aware, my friends, it is traveling east-northeast at 12 miles an hour, and it should make landfall maybe just south of Tampa Bay at approximately 1 a.m. That is Wednesday going into Thursday morning. And those numbers obviously could change. During a recent press conference, Jean-Pierre apparently denied FEMA agency resources were going to help migrants. When a reporter said former President Trump is accusing the Biden administration of using FEMA funding to support undocumented migrants, how is the White House responding? Little KJP said, it's just categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. The fact of the matter is, the Washington Post fact checker did a piece, and the headline recently, just moments ago or not too long ago, and the headline was, no, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
There's that pointing finger, right?
Trump did it.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hannity talking about that this morning, that it was still on the FEMA website at some point?
That's what he said. I was looking for it, but there's a lot of stuff on their website.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, during a press conference, however, on September 16th, that would be about, what, 3 weeks ago? September 16th of 2022, Corinne Jean-Pierre was asked if the White House planned to reimburse cities who saw migrants bus to their areas. She replied, FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on sites to coordinate for and available support from FEMA and other federal agencies. So, FEMA has used, they've used FEMA money earlier in the administration a couple of years ago.
Well, imagine that.
But not this time. Said funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and not-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Maybe it's humanitarian relief. It is not an emergency until they turned it into one. That's the E in FEMA. Emergency.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a $100 million package to support the state. Critics pointed out, however, that the package was much smaller than the $157 million in foreign humanitarian support Harris had announced for Lebanon the same day. On the very same day. Yeah. Hey, we've got these people, in the Carolinas there in the mountains. $100 million package at the same day. But here's $157 for the Lebanon folks. Wow. Let us discuss now the situation in Alachua County from a public safety perspective. And we're touching base with the guy I've talked to and known since I came here, I think over 20 years ago, Mark Sexton. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, too. And it's too bad we don't get to talk about other things. We only meet during these storm things. But look, this is a big one. We all know that. And you're the communications director for Alachua County. I guess I'll just let you take it. What's the latest? What's the greatest? What do people need to know?
Well, we've we're really good about keeping the latest detailed weather information up on our social media and our electricaccountyready.com site. So that's a great place for folks to go. You know, this is, you're right. This is, right now, it was a Cat 5. It has slowed down a little bit to a Cat 4, which is still, of course, an incredibly dangerous storm. The field is very broad. We are wanting everyone to prepare for the worst, obviously, hope for the best. But this storm is coming, and it's bringing a lot of rain, high winds. So this is one to take very seriously, to get your preparations done. And, you know, we're going to be expecting impacts starting tomorrow evening and going into the night. And we want everyone to think of everything that you did a couple weeks ago for Helene and do that. And if there were any holes in your preparation, you still have today to fill those holes. So, you know, it's just one that we want folks to really watch carefully. And we have our sandbag operations running today. You can go to Facebook or electricaccountyready.com or any of our social media sites. The latest sandbag details are there. We're going to be opening shelters, Greg, at noon today. We will announce their locations and, you know, be open for business. We will give you detailed instructions on what to bring to shelters. You know, we always think of shelters as the last resort. But if your, you know, if your structure is concerns you, particularly if you live near legacy flooding areas, and if you have a structure that you don't feel safe in, those shelters are for you. We've got a lot of folks coming from down south. Interstate 75 is packed, So we expect to be sheltering a lot of our neighbors from down south as well. And we are prepared. During Hurricane Irma, we opened 18 shelters to accommodate people coming from the coast and down south. We've worked out our deal with Uber again this time. So if you have transportation issues and you need a ride to a shelter, Alachua County will be putting out the code for Uber, and you can get a free ride to the shelter and back home when it's over. You know,
that's extremely helpful. Yeah. And there's elderly in our community too. That, you know, for some, the only message they get may be, radio and telephone. They might not be tech savvy. So that's one of the reasons why we have you on and share this information with us. What else do we need to know, Mark?
You know, this is a good time to check your hurricane plan. Make sure you've got everything. You've got your flashlights, your batteries, your rechargeable lights. You have a plan if your power goes out. If you have a generator, you know, make sure that you're using your generator safely. We suggest go online and Google generator safety for those that are not online savvy. Just remember, keep that generator 20 feet from any doors or windows. Certainly do not operate it in the garage. We know generators are flying off the shelves right now in our county. So a lot of folks who've never used generators before are going to be using them this time. And carbon monoxide poisoning is a real threat. So make sure you read the safety information in your generator and follow it closely. We want people to remember just basic safety once the storm hits and in the aftermath. You know, do not try to mitigate dangerous trees. Be careful of power lines. Be careful of standing water. Hunker down. Stay inside. Let public safety people do their work. We really encourage people to reach out to their neighbors, particularly elderly neighbors or people that they know might have issues or concerns. So we encourage everyone to kind of reach out and work together to keep everyone safe. We'll be here at the EOC putting information out. That's our emergency operations center. You know, we are staffed 24/7 now. And, you know, the good news is the emergency management staff at the county and our partners at the cities and the hospitals, we've gone through a lot of these. We know what we're doing, and we'll do everything we can to keep the community informed and safe and recovering.
Fantastic. And we appreciate it. Communications Director for Alachua County, Mark Sexton. Great information. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk to him maybe after the fact, and hopefully we'll all come through it safely, right? All right. We have plenty more to talk about. We've got more headlines on the way, so don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to us on 97.3 The Sky.